This report is presentation is planned. Was planned to be present to be given by Professor Jian Guohe in Sun Yat-sen University, but unfortunately he cannot come for this meeting. So I just finished this preparing of this presentation. So I try to finish in time. So this, I will talk about some experience in EMS from China. This is a production of shrimp culture in China. We can see here, in recent years, actually Chinese shrimp production keeps going up. So it seems not like in 1993, the shrimp goes down greatly, but right now there is not too many effect by the disease. Here has some decrease is because the area of production. And the species cultured in China include mostly is right now is little penis wanami and also some Japanese, Chinese, monodon, and other shrimp for marine culture. And around 2009, a disease called in Chinese called convert mortality was noticed in some pond farming wanami in the southern coast of China. And the characteristic difference of the convert mortality from WS white spot disease is the disease the shrimp do not appear near the shallow or swimming near the surface. Actually, I talk later, this is a different disease with EMS. And the convert mortality, the disease is normally found around 30 days post-stocking, and the death course happens slowly and daily. The final survival in the pond is about 20% to 40%. And the disease shrimp show whitish or cloudy in the muscle of the abdomen. And the hepatopancreas may atrophy, but the color is normally dark. And the disease shrimp do not appear near the shallow, I just said, and or swim near the surface. No or wren bird appear in the diseased pond, not like the darkness D. And the improvement of the water quality can remit the disease. No known variant virus was detected in the diseased shrimp, and bioassay with the diseased materials do not repeat the same result. And the disease has a relationship with the stocking density. And the biologic control with fish cultivation has no effect to prevent this disease. The carbon in our opinion, the convert mortality may be caused by multi effects, including stocking density, water and pond condition, and bacterial infection. So this is some picture show this mortality disease. You can see here this white color of the muscle and black hepatopancreas, white color muscle, and the hepatopancreas is smaller but still dark color. And also here, you can see here the color of the hepatopancreas is still okay. So after 2010, we also meet the EMS in China. We call early mortality was noticed in Hainan. And the disease characteristics with rapid and early mortality and yellow color hepatopancreas. The disease can outbreak as early as 7 days post-stocking, so it's very early. And the disease, the swim blood appear near the shadow or swim near the surface is similar to the convert mortality. Some disease shrimp can jump out of the surface. No of the red birds appear on the diseased pond. And the disease outbreaks rapidly and the mortality can reach to 100% in the 2 to 3 days. So this is very different from the convert mortality. The disease usual outbreak after weather change or within high gross blue-green algae. But the pond has no premonition before the disease. The diseased shrimp appear with empty gut and stomach, yellow or discolored or small hepatopancreas, swelling midgut and slightly reddish skin. The known high virulent viruses such as WSV, TSV, and IMNV was not detected. Some virulent Vibrio species can be isolated from the diseased shrimp, but the biopsy with the bacteria do not duplicate the disease feature. So this is a picture with the diseased shrimp. The hepatopancreas became a little bit yellow. This, from this picture, we can see more clear. This is a pannus chinensis. This is a normal shrimp with a dark hepatopancreas, but this is show yellow color, and also this little bit yellow, and this the shrink hepatopancreas. This. A disease cause in a shrimp farm. This the brain, the blue color pond is has polyculture with fugu and pannus chinensis. And this yellow pond is only cultured with shrimp. And the red color is got a disease in June, middle of June, and the purple color got a disease in the later of June. And we can see about 11% total pond diseased. Only 4% polycultured pond diseased, but 50% single cultured pond got the disease. So it seems the polyculture has a very good control result. The government also supported research for this disease. There is two major project working for right now working for this disease. His histopathology characteristics show cytoplasmic inclusions and pegnotic nuclei were found in the cells of the lymphoid, the organ, hemocytes, and the connective tissue. And infiltration of large number of hemocytes with the cytoplasmic inclusions was found in the hepatopancreas and the near hepatopancreas midgut. And the HP tubules destruction, like Dr. Dan described. Bacterial infection follows degeneration in hepatopancreas and near hepatopancreas midgut. Gills and other tissue show low significant change during the infection, suggesting the diseased shrimp do not suffer locacy. So this is a picture of the diseased hepatopancreas. This area we can see the destruction of the tubule. This is an enlarged picture, very clear. And many also this in this area also this hemocytes. So in this picture, we can see the many cytoplasmic inclusions. In larger picture shown here, and this maybe is a shrink a condensed nuclei, and also here you can see here is also in the hepatopancreas, but in this picture these cells show it should be the tubule cells, but the nuclei also is condensed. And a lot of shrimp, Nidopanus vanami, in here is the nympharoid organ. Show cytoplasmic nuclei. And this area is a hepatopancreas, and this is the membrane of the hepatopancreas. Also, there's many cytoplasmic inclusions. This is a lot of, this is penis chinensis. We can see a large number of tubule was infected by the bacteria already. It's very similar to Don and Tim's slides. And also, this area, the tubule show only is a not a normal structure without F cells and R cells. And also in the this is the midgut. This area is midgut. This also is in the midgut. Is this area? So we can see a lot of inclusions. This is in the nympho organ. We see some condensed nuclei and some is cytoplasmic inclusions. And this is a lot of shrimp, Panis vanami. Also, this here is a nympharoid organ, and it shows a lot of the the inclusions, and another one. This shrimp was infected by white spot syndrome virus. Lots of nuclei was infected by white spot. But we can see here also the connective tissue has a lot many inclusion cytoplasmic inclusions. And also the disease shrimp show some unknown intranuclear refraction crystallinates. This nuclei show but right now we don't know what's the reason of this kind of and also we try use the TE staining for rapid diagnosis for this method. We use the triple blue and SNY to make up this stain. And the protocol is very easy. Right now this protocol is already collected in the OIE menu. And for this one is a normal hepatopancreas tubule. And we can see this is a normal cells, normal nuclei. This is a HPV infected hepatopancreas. We can see the HPV inclusions. And this is a white spot. Also, this too is white spot infected stomach, and this one is hematopoietic tissue. So this this three is a normal shrimp lymphoid organ, and these two is the EMS lymphoid organ. We can see lots of small spots indicate inclusions. We also detect lots of known pathogens, including this. Some positive result for some virus obtained in some sample. But a low virus was always positive in all diseased shrimp. Further analysis is now ongoing for confirmation. And also we isolate some bacteria. We do the bioassay, use filtered and unfiltered homogenate from diseased penicillinensis. It could cause 100% mortality in 8 days post-challenge, and the unfiltered homogenate cause more rapid mortality. And also, we are right now do some sequence for virus extraction, but right now, the sequence is not confirmed by we in next step we will use in situ hybridization to confirm if the sequence can be the virus sequence. So we have get a hypothesis of the mechanism of the EMS. We think supposed virus infection in the immune system of the shrimp result immune turbulence. And the shrimp died due to the infectious immune turbulence followed by acute hepatopancreas destruction and secondary infection of the bacteria. This needed to be confirmed for further research. And also we are in China, we are research do research on the bio logical control technology, including biological control technology by polyculture. Right now, Professor Jiang He, developed many species, fish species can control the disease. This worked very successful for white spot disease control, and right now also for EMS, get a very good result. Like fresh water, we can use carp, grass carp, and catfish, snake cat, and turtle. And seawater can use grouper, fugu, redfish. And in my laboratory, we also try use disease-resistant probiotics feeding. We collect probiotics from gut of the health shrimp and a selection of the disease-resistant enhanced ability for the probiotics and add the probiotics into the shrimp feed. For white spot disease, it can get 35% to 45% protection. Right now, we are still tested for the EMS. And also, microorganism enhanced biofloc technology is developing. We select microorganisms with special function, and then do the functional enhance test the functional enhance for the biofloc technology with the selected microorganisms. The possible resolution for EMS, I suggest the one is rapid diagnostic kit for on-site use right now still under development. And the disease surveillance and egg or post-larvae quarantine. And we can use the polyculture technology successfully. And probiotic for feed and environment use. Microorganism enhanced by flock technology and also combination of that technology. So this is, thank you for your attention.